Howdy, howdy, folks. We're glad to be back for another show here. And as we do the numbers now, we're going to call each fella's name off so we can get right along with the show. We're going to start with Bobby Hicks and Joe Stewart over here doing some old-time fiddle music. And we're going to kindly open up with that number called Roanoke again, and we hope you enjoy it.
Travel many miles. Great stuff. Brand new from Jake and Rebecca Workman here on Music for the Mountain Bluegrass from the CD Deep Into the Heart. That was the title track. Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Chip Calkard. We have a special show for you this week. We're kind of sort of mailing it in. We're going to revisit some live guests who stopped by Music for the Mountain over the last year, and we've sort of added a little bit. We've tweaked the files a little bit so they're sounding better than they did the first time out. So we're going to have some fun listening. First up, we're going to listen to April Virch when she stopped by Music for the Mountain back in April. And she had her band with her. So here we go. April Virch on Music for the Mountain. And like promised, we have live music here in the studio this week. April Virch and her band are here. Hello.
Hey, John.
How you doing?
We're good.
Hello.
In the raindrops, you came all the way down from western New Hampshire today to visit us on the way through.
It's a perfect thing to do on a rainy day. It really is.
Excellent. Well, they got the big bass here. She's got her fiddle, and we got guitar over here. So I think maybe we'll launch into one and treat you guys to something.
That sounds good to us. We need to get our fingers warmed up. This is one, a traditional tune off of our new release. This is called Bell Election.
April Virch Band, live here in our studio on Music for the Mountain Bluegrass. A trio. Who do you got with you this week?
Cody Walters is on bass and banjo, and Hayes Griffin on guitar and mandolin.
Welcome.
And I'm lucky because I have them pretty much every week.
And you guys are all from all different parts of the world here, at least the...
Yeah.
Our world.
We're spread out. I'm from Pembroke, Ontario, in Canada.
And this is Cody. I live outside of Asheville, North Carolina.
And then Hayes here, and I actually live in Columbus, Ohio right now.
Excellent. Excellent. All right. Well, we were going to switch instruments again, I believe, right?
Yeah, I think we're going to get Hayes to pick up the mandolin for this next one.
Oh, all right.
And this is a medley of two tunes. The first is Midnight Serenade. At least that's what we call it. There's a bunch of different titles for it. And then the second tune is from the Métis fiddle tradition from Western Canada, written by Andy DeJarlis, called The Stern Wheeler.
All right. April Virch live here in the studio, and a little tandem of tunes. That was the Stern Wheeler.
Yeah, the second one was the Stern Wheeler, and the first one was the Midnight Serenade.
Excellent, yeah. Stuff. You should have seen it, folks. They were switching instruments in the middle of the song in this little tiny space. It was quite interesting.
Choreography.
Yeah. And they do well with the choreography. They have the one mic setup, which is a popular thing to do these days. I remember nobody was doing it for the longest time, and then all of a sudden Del McCurry and his guys started doing it back in the late
90s. They're masters of it.
Yeah. Yeah. they make it look great, too.
Yeah, talk about choreography.
I wonder how many times they've stepped on each other's toes.
Probably a few, yeah. There's five guys doing it, right?
Yeah exactly.
A lot of people jumping in and out.
Lucky we're only three, I suppose.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I did Stefan Hayes' toe. Was it? It was two nights ago.
Two nights ago. Yeah.
I don't do that very often, but yeah.
Yeah.
It was a different space, and it was just an awkward move. Sorry about that.
And it's cool. I've already got some steel-toed boots on order for next time.
So. Excellent. Yeah, it hurts when you have tap shoes on, especially. Crunch.
With the steel toe, though, she'll step on your toe and fall over. Like, yeah. Like she stepped on a rock or something.
Yeah, maybe that's not a good idea.
Now, you actually dance during that little bit, usually.
Yeah, yeah, on the record and in our live show, the transition period where these guys are switching instruments has a little bit of dancing. But it's definitely part of the Canadian tradition, especially, and it's something that we try to work in a few times during the show. It's, well, like I said before, I was a dancer before anything else, and so the two go really hand in hand for me. It's hard to stay still, really, when I'm fiddling, because that music is just, it's intended for dancing, and
right.
I feel like if we're playing it right, it should make everybody want to dance.
Yeah, you definitely hear the feet on the record.
Yeah, we tried to include them, and Casey Dreesen, our producer, built a special platform so that he could mic it from underneath and in all directions, and it sounds really great.
Yeah. Wild. Of course, we have you set up on a carpet today.
Yeah. And even if it wasn't carpet, I wouldn't want to ruin these nice wood floors in here with my taps.
Seen pretty girls in my time. That was before I met you. Well, I never saw one that I wanted for mine. That was before I met you.
I thought I was swinging the world by the tail. I thought I could never be blue.
Well, I thought I'd been kissed and I thought I'd been loved.
That was before I met you.
You got next for us?
Well, we're going to play a couple in tribute to the late John Hartford, one of our favorite musicians.
Oh, my hero.
Yeah. There's two tunes in this set as well. The first is a waltz that I wrote in his memory called A Riverboat's Gone, and the second is a tune that he played, a Kentucky tune, and a really fun one that has a great title, Bumblebee in a Jug.
All right.
Thank you.
great. April Virch, live here in our studio, Music for the Mountain Bluegrass. They got to hit the road, but thanks for coming by, and have fun out there on the road.
Thanks, it's our pleasure.
All right. We're going to kick into one right now from John Hartford. Here's one of my favorites, Tater Tate and Alan Mundy on Music for the Mountain.
Bluegrass music playing in the park. Bluegrass music picking way past dark. Bluegrass music it don't butt in. Don't need an amp and don't plug in. Bluegrass music, that's where it's at. Hey, let's hear it for Lester Flatt, Joe Stewart and Pete Rowan, Mac Wiseman and Melvin Gowan, Stoney Cooper and Earl Sneed. Bluegrass music is what we need. It is a Tater Tate and Alan Mundy, Earl Scruggs Jr., Husky Bill Monroe and Betty Fisher, Donald Earl and Curly Sackler, Norman Ford and Douglas Dillard, Vassie Clem and Jim and Jesse, J.D. Crow and Little Red Rector, Francis Bray and Big Joe Green and Jackie Phelps and John McEwen, Dr. Hatt and Dr. Harris, Sam Bush and Johnny Barton, Curly Fox and Curtis, Roy Austin, Howdy Force and Charlie Monroe and the Lewis family, Eddie Hill and the Lubin brothers, Carter, Ralph and Stanley brothers, Uncle Josh and the Brewster brothers, Bob and Sonny, the Osman brothers, Rudy, John and DePere brothers, Ed Carlson, Rodney Diller, Grandpa Jones and Ben and Kirk McGee and Eddie Ock and Bobby Sloan and Charlie Waller, Lonnie Pearson, Alan Shelton, Dale Sled and Jim Buchanan, Little Roy and Lightning Chance and Monroe Fields and Ronnie Reno, Clarence White and Kenny Baker, Roger Bush and Buddy Emmons, Uncle Dave and Byron Berlin, Gene Goforth, Pat Burton, Don Russell, Randy Scruggs, Gordon Terry and Doc Watson, George Groon and Lloyd Lauren, Don Brown and Carl Story, Tut Taylor, Mitch Jane and Mike Melford, Stoner Haven, Nate Bray and Raymond Fairchild, Dave Holland, Roy Husky, Bill Keith and Jim Rooney, Del McCorry, David Grisman, Ricky Skaggs and Tony Rice, Ronnie Stallman, Everett Lilly, Billy Ray and Wilma Lee.